Get back, just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is Friday, August 14, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Tucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's company is offering my listeners 40, 50, 60, 70% off some items in the warehouse right now, plus free shipping. What you want to do is take advantage of the Giza Dream Sheet sale that's on right now. The towel sets that they have, buy one, get a second one free, plus free shipping. The bath towels, hand towels, washcloths are fantastic. Highly recommend them. Use them every single morning. Greatly love how absorbent they are, how fluffy they are. You will love these towels. If you have a bed in your house, guest bedroom or whatever, maybe even your own bed, the mattress is getting a little worn out, get a mattress topper. Put it right over top of your current mattress. It's got these elastic straps that go around the mattress. Put your new Giza Dream Sheets on there, and man, you'll sleep like a baby. It makes your bed very much supportive, but at the same time, soft and cool. These hot summer days coming here in August, first part of September, then leading into the fall, winter, flannel sheets. They have those on sale as well. So just go to the website, mypillow.com, shop away, get some slippers, get some pillows, get some towels, get some sheets, get whatever you want in your shopping cart. Go there and see, wow. Retail price on this is $600. Move over to the promo code box, put in Trucker Randy. One word, Trucker Randy. Hit apply. You'll see how much money you save plus free shipping. And you can text me a message then to let me know how much money the promo code saved you. Now all you have to do is text me MP. My phone is set up for MyPillow. You will get a response automatically from my phone with the promo code, the website, MyPillow.com, and the promo code Trucker Randy. But if you don't want to shop online on a computer, your phone, you can call the Trucker Randy operator. She's standing by, 800-654-9659. 800-654-9659. 9659. Or again, just text me MP and my phone will automatically send you the screenshot and you'll be able to give them a call and talk to a Trucker Randy operator The promo code Trucker Randy is already programmed into their computer, into their screen, so you'll get the discount automatically. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. We use the products every night. I got the slippers on right now. We sleep with the pillows. The Giza Dream Sheets are on the bed. And get up in the morning, take your shower, and love the bath towels. Get a discount, save some money, get rid of that old stuff, throw it out. Put it in the car for a car wash towel. That's what I usually do. Hey, we got some good information for you coming in the next segment. We're going to talk about Lansing. We're going to talk about some things happening in the governor's race. And as a result, you need to share this information with everybody that you know. They even talked about it. Steve Gruber's top of the hour news mentioned what we've been talking about for the last couple days. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. John James was not my candidate to be the governor facing Jocelyn Benson on November 3rd. I was truly convinced, based on the polling numbers, based on his voting record in Congress, that Benson was going to beat John James by 10 points, 55 to 45. This was going to be Gretchen Whitmer versus Bill Schuette, 2018 race all over again, and he was going to get beat by 10 points. Well, I was wrong back then. He only lost by 9.97%. Whitmer kicked his butt. She did the same thing, almost identical numbers, against Tudor Dixon in 2022. John James is a flawed candidate as a governor. With his voting record in Congress, which they will attack him over, they've already got an effort out there called John James is in it for himself, talking about his vote for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, reducing, eliminating the tax credits for Obamacare, causing health insurance to go up for poor people. They're already on the attack. I didn't see any hope. I didn't see any chance of things changing. John James being able to change the obvious progression of this election, the way it was going to proceed, progress going forward, I saw no way for him to win this governorship until yesterday. When he came out and announced that he has chosen State Representative Jay DeBoyer of St. Clair County to be his lieutenant governor, I didn't think he had a chance of winning. Now, I truly believe he can, and let me explain why. John James is a delegator. As a governor, he's not going to be down on the House floor talking to the Speaker Matt Hall. He's not going to go over and talk to the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Roger Hulk, the Republican. He's not going to get into the nitty-gritty sausage-making process of a budget. He's not going to get in the sausage-making of his legislative agenda. He's going to delegate to his Lieutenant Governor, Jay DeBoyer, to be liaison with both the House and the senators. And Jay can do it. Not only can he do it, he has the life experience, the real life experience, and the resume to be able to do it. Jay DeBoyer is a businessman. He owns a company down in St. Clair County that has to do with engineered wood products, truss systems, engineering wood systems that he started himself. Very successful, made a lot of money doing it. He then was called to serve at the local level. So he ran and got elected to be the supervisor for Clay Township. If you guys don't know where Clay Township is, it's a very small rural community in St. Clair County. Basically, farmland. They've got some small commercial in their township, a party store, a gas station, that kind of community. Your basic back road, small township in St. Clair County. He served one term as a county commissioner at the county level. He then was basically asked as a county commissioner to step up and fill a vacancy in the clerk's office for St. Clair County, which he did, and was reelected and served as a county clerk for 12 years. He ran elections. He overseen and administered the deputy clerk's handling of the elections from St. Clair County. He then was called to run and to be a state representative for Northern Macomb and St. Clair County. He ran, got easily elected, became a state representative. Serving his second term now, Speaker Matt Hall asked Jay DeBoyer to chair the House Oversight Committee. House Oversight. You are in charge of overseeing our state government from the House chamber, all the bureaucratic agencies and departments. You are responsible for setting up subcommittees to look into specific things that we as a caucus want to have done. Jay DeBoyer chose Rochelle Smith to be in charge of election integrity. He asked Angela Regas to look at the weaponization of government. Jay DeBoyer created an army, a team of very strong conservative patriots to be in charge of these oversight subcommittees. It's Jay DeBoyer's House Oversight Committee, folks, that subpoenaed Jocelyn Benson to force her to produce training manuals from the 2020 election and the 2022 election, of which Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, denied giving them those training manuals of how they told the clerks to run the elections of 2020 and 2022. The actual training manuals, her rule book as to how you're supposed to run these elections. Benson claims she's refusing to give them the information because it contains our personal information, our full driver's license number, and our full Social Security number. That's a bald-faced lie. The training manuals to the clerks telling them how to run the elections of 2020 and 2022 don't have our private information on there. It's a bald-faced lie. Benson is a liar. And if you don't like what I say or do, sue me. That's her answer for everything. Just like Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, they're in the process of doing it. Unfortunately, the court system usually takes too long. And as a result, she still has not produced those subpoenaed materials to the House Oversight Subcommittee on Election Integrity. Rochelle Smith is still waiting for it. And guess what? She's not going to get it before November 3rd. Benson has avoided, delayed, filed briefs, did all kinds of things, even a motion to dismiss has been filed by Benson's office. This woman is going to drag this out as long as she can until November 3rd. John James showed me one thing that I am totally impressed with. His first decision as our newly nominated candidate for governor was to pick Jay DeBoyer as his lieutenant governor. On Tuesday, November 3rd, I'm voting for Jay DeBoyer. Lieutenant governor under John James. Because I believe John James eventually wants to run for president. He's term limited. He'll only be able to serve 8 years. He's a very young man. His kids will be out of school by then. He's moving on. John James will run, I guarantee it, for president someday. Well, guess what? When he's term limited out after 8 years of being our next governor, starting in January of 27, he'll serve 8 years. And his lieutenant governor, Jay DeBoyer, can be the next governor of the state of Michigan. I totally support and will endorse already Jay DeBoyer for governor when his time is up as serving as lieutenant governor under Governor John James. Well, part of the election under this Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, she has put forward not one, not two, but three different sets of administrative rules on our clerks. Because of the JCAR hearings, nobody stood up against her. Nobody fought her on them. Her rules have the full effect of law unless they're challenged in court. Candidate for Attorney General Kevin Kiefske, who I endorsed and voted for at the endorsement convention in Novi, has filed a lawsuit this week against those administrative rules. He found a clerk, I believe her name's Michelle McQueer, Bridgewater Township, down in Washtenaw County, township clerk, to file a lawsuit as plaintiff against these rules, against Benson, and against Jonathan Brader, the director, Bureau of Elections. Benson and Brader wanted the elections, after they get certified on this coming Monday, August 17th, by the Board of Canvassers, they've given instructions to all 1,573 municipal, village, and city clerks to erase the August 4th election. Erase it from your poll books in preparing for November 3rd. And after the November 3rd election is certified, middle of November, right before deer season, guess what? She wants that election erased as well. Why? Because Benson doesn't want any proof of what happened on November 3rd. She does not want a forensic audit, and she surely doesn't want a recount. She's definitely afraid that John James and Lieutenant Governor Jay DeBoyer will beat her on November 3rd. And this woman has got to be stopped. Well, thanks to Kevin Kiefske and Bridgewater Township Clerk Michelle McQueer of Washtenaw County, the lawsuit's been filed. A judge has been assigned to the case. In immediate response to his emergency injunction request, the judge has stopped those rules from being implemented on our clerks. They've been told, do not delete anything until I hear a brief response from Benson and Brader, and they have their day in court. Kevin is claiming in the lawsuit that clerks are facing breaking two crimes either way. If they delete the records, they're violating federal laws, which says you must keep the records for 22 months. If you are fearful of those felony charges from the federal laws and you keep the data, now you're facing state law because of the rules that Benson has put in place. They have the full effect of state statutes until they're challenged in court. Well, guess what? Kevin Kiefske has stepped up out of his own pocket and filed 156 pages. With his plaintiff to stop these rules from taking effect on this November 3rd election for governor and all the entire down ballot. And also our U.S. Senate race. This is without a doubt something that's got to happen, and it's got to happen right now, and it is. We are going to have Kevin Kiefske on in the next segment to talk about it. Bottom of the hour news break. Kevin Kiefske, the lawsuit. We'll be right back.